Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us. There are so many stigmas surrounding interventions, what they are in mainstream media and our culture. And I often find that people are scared of them and see them as a negative experience that may not aid in recovery. However, I know firsthand that interventions can be immensely powerful for somebody who needs to start a recovery journey, who wants to get sober, and really can't see the light. Our next guest, London Bex, is here to tell us a little bit about her work at Connections in Recovery and how they actually help people with interventions and change lives day in and day out. London, welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit about how powerful an intervention could be for people out there that are wanting to help a loved one.
Yeah, I would love to share what I know about this, because I do agree that people seem to be afraid of interventions or not know exactly what it means. So for me, you know, what I've seen happen is that if the patient is truly sick and tired of being sick and tired, then this can actually be a huge relief for them. And by the family stepping up and saying something about something that's so taboo, usually like the using is something that we hide or we shun or we hush.
Or people are in denial.
Yeah. So like to hear your family members say, hey, we see what's happening and it's hurting us to see you hurting yourself, and we love you and we want to do what we can to help you like become happy, joyous, and free and have a different life, can actually be a really profound moment and bonding experience if the person is ready and, you know, if they're near their bottom and they actually do want change deep and down, but they're held by the drugs or alcohol. They're held captive. So with an intervention, like the first of all, the entire family has to be on the same page. So, for example, if the mom and the new husband and the ex-husband are all going to be there, you know, the mom and stepdad and the biological dad.
The family systems, yeah.
Yeah, with so many of us have blended families today that it makes sense that there's going to be multiple homes involved. So if like the daughter, for example, can sense that one of the parents isn't really fully committed to the plan of action or one of the parents isn't clear about their boundaries, then she will play off of that parent. She will attach to the parent that she feels is going to let her continue to use in some way. And the intervention can very quickly fall apart if the whole family doesn't go in united on what the bottom line is.
That's great. That's great for our audience to hear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's scary, you know, like we don't want our family members to hurt. But then if we feel like we're hurting them, it gets difficult. But it does help to have the support of everyone in the room sticking together. But this means that beforehand, they really need the family to truly understand what they're supporting.
What they want the angle to be for that loved one. Right. Like
exactly.
A non-negotiable.
Exactly. The bottom line. Yeah. The bottom line, the non-negotiable, like if it's like you can no longer live in our home, like either one of the both of them have to say that, if whatever it is, it has to be united. And so beforehand, really getting together with the family and going over what that means and what that looks like is completely necessary. The preparation ahead of time. And because, you know, if an intervention is going to be successful, like the loved one has to be willing to seek the help. And, and if they do seek the help, though, that this actually changes the whole rhythm of the family and how the family is going to function and how the family like is going to communicate when that person comes back from treatment, they are going to be a different person.
Absolutely.
So if nothing changes in the family dynamic, it's going to be very difficult for them to continue relationships with their family or to keep on the path of sobriety. Like one or the other could falter quickly if nothing inside the family unit changes. So, go ahead.
No, go on. Yes. You personally.
I was going to say, what I personally recommend is that the loved ones that are doing the intervention, if their daughter or mother or whoever chooses to get help and goes away, that the family members do their own work to support this change in going to therapy or going to their own 12-step program. You know, there's a lot of different 12-step programs out there that aren't even related to drugs or alcohol.
And that's a great recommendation. But, yeah, it's a great recommendation to tell family members out there that they do need to seek help, and they also need to understand what it is to be enablers, to heal, how they could actually communicate with their loved one in effective ways, how they could have boundaries. You know, there's so many other things that I think family members need to be aware of, when that person returns. But also, I think to have a solid plan when you go into an intervention and everybody realize that they're doing this from a place of absolute love and absolute compassion. Mm-hmm. And to present that, you know, that they have empathy to their loved one is what I find always helps my clients actually step up and say, okay, I'll get help. I'll go to treatment. Yeah. When they feel that everybody's coming from a place of love and empathy and all they want is for that person to really get better. So I love that you had to, you know, to have that advice, to have the solid plan in place, because that really just, it solidifies everything.
I completely agree, and to kind of emphasize what you're saying, what I like to see the family members do is speak from that I place about how this makes me feel, instead of you do this, you know, you make me feel this way.
The blaming. That's very,
exactly. Like, to remove that from the conversation and to really activate the pause button. You know, to like, because it can get really heated and upsetting in the moment, and if you're able to pause and take a deep breath and connect back up to what the point of it all is, and not get into a bicker, you know, because that's not going to serve anybody. But just to really say, this is sad for me, and like hurts me when I see you living like this, and I want you to be happy for yourself, and I want, you know, those kinds of comments from a loving place can make a huge difference.
That's great advice. And so for people that are listening out there that don't know really how to take the first step to even, you know, starting an intervention, or who should they call, or, you know, is there professionals that they should reach out to? What do you recommend?
Sure. There's a lot of interventionists that do great work. And actually the company that I'm working for, Connections in Recovery, we have four main services, and interventions is one of them. So if you go to www.connectionsinrecovery.com, you'll find our homepage has all about our founders. They both have long-term sobriety. Couple of women that started this company about 5 years ago. And you can have, there's all our contact information on there. And we also do the transport. So after the intervention, we'll make sure that the loved one arrives safely at treatment. And we do case management and consulting, which looks like, you know, where does the loved one go to treatment?
Right.
What is the best?
Right. There's so many questions. Yeah. That's
and, great and a
that
lot
you guys...
of people, you know, are dual diagnosis these days, where like we weren't really talking about mental health or even eating disorders or sex addiction so much before. And now those are really all like okay to talk about and say, like, I'm not just abusing the substances, but there's other stuff going on.
Right. Of course.
So there's a lot of treatment centers that are focused on a dual diagnosis. So if you do have other stuff, like I know with a lot of women, eating disorders is a big one. And there's ones that will treat the eating disorder and the substance abuse at the same time, which can be really helpful. So what we'll do is we'll consult with the family on where's the best place to go. And then for their loved one in particular, because we don't take any referral fees and we don't have any contracts. So
Well, that is such a great service. My gosh. Because people call all the time and they don't know which direction to go. And I mean, to have that one comprehensive service in one call is so great. So great.
And where to go after. We highly recommend an intensive outpatient program, an IOP afterwards, possibly a sober living. So we'll help them through the whole array of all the services that they need to really carry the family to have a sober member.
Oh, that's fantastic. London, one more time, where can people find Connections in Recovery?
www.connectionsinrecovery.com. It's CIR, and I'm London Beck.
Thank you. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for listening, and stay well.